You are listening to Go Dock Yourself, your weekly documentary book club. Listen in while we two errands dissect our most recent documentary find. Sometimes weird, sometimes mainstream, but always entertaining. Grab a cup of coffee and let's clatch.
Hi, and welcome to Go Dock Yourself. I'm Erin McCart.
Woo woo! And I'm Erin McCart. And we're here, you guys, to talk about American Juggalos.
That's right.
So much woo-wooing throughout this entire documentary.
Yeah. I hope I don't start saying it. Like, just because I heard it so much during this, like, now it's ingrained in my sweet baby brain. But if you would like to see what we're talking about, American Juggalo is 23 minutes. Was introduced or released in 2011, and we found it on YouTube. You really have to type out all of American Juggalo before it pops up.
Yeah. It was directed by Sean Dunn, who I will comment that he also did American Juggalo too. So I'm going to have to watch it to see where all these crazy cats ended up, right? I mean, I need to see the sequel.
Yeah. Mine said that this was in high def, and that is not correct. It was blurry as fuck, so.
High def for 1985, maybe. Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. So let's paint the scene. This is an annual gathering of people who not only listen to the Insane Clown Posse, but live the lifestyle, if you will. And if I heard them say it was a family once, I heard them say it 100 times. It's a family, Erin. They're all family.
It's dysfunctional and somewhat incestuous, if that is the case.
Correct. It's disturbing at some points.
It's also, can I just say that when asked what a juggalo is, no one has a definition. It's all subjective. It's just a feel.
Feel it in your heart.
But everyone's right. Interpretation is correct. And I'm like, so it's like a hipster? I don't know.
Absolutely. Just like a hipster. I'm sure they'd appreciate you calling them that too. Yeah. You wouldn't get shanked.
Yeah. Doubtful. But yeah.
You see a lot of face paint because the members of ICP wear specific clown makeup. Not like Bozo the Clown. Like Insane Clowns, as the name would suggest. There's a lot of nudity, a lot of women nudity, because as we've learned, we can't handle the power of the penis, Erin, so only the ladies can be naked.
As far as film goes, it's possible that there were events outside that were not captured on the footage of this documentary, but yeah, if you are looking for titties, this is where it's at.
Correct. Correct.
One lady was just naked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for her. I hope she used a lot of sunscreen. This is in August. And, you know, there are some places you don't want to burn. You don't want to burn anywhere, but some places are going to be much more painful than others. So.
Yes. And there are a lot of dreads and Coolio type hair situations. And nobody thinks to put sunscreen on that. And as a person who got my hair braided one time in a tropical place and didn't understand that, boy, what a lesson I learned. Oh, it's so terrible.
Yeah. And then your scalp starts peeling and then you just look gross. Yeah. It's bad all around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can't even leave the house like that. It's just a hat and that's it for a week.
There were carnival rides. Like, there's an actual carnival set up there. I'm sure those were set up with the utmost care and attention to detail. So, super safe.
Yeah. We know that people are staying hydrated because they're drinking a lot of Faygo.
Yeah.
Which is part of the lifestyle.
Yes.
Some guy dumped a bunch over his head and I was like, that seems sticky.
Yeah, it seems like there'd be a lot of bugs surrounding you after that. Right? It's just, it's August. Again, ew. It's August in Ohio,
yeah.
So a lot of mosquitoes, bugs. You're kind of out in a field wooded area, so chiggers might be involved.
Let's talk a little bit about maybe so people are out there camping, mm-hmm. right? And that is probably even a little conservative to say, because there's people on the ground everywhere. There's like a tarp over a stick. I don't know. It is very loose. They're not real concerned about housing. Mm-hmm. Partially could be influenced by the fact that no one seems too concerned about talking about their drug use while they're here.
But Aaron, it's a misconception that these people are not intelligent. One guy met a neurosurgeon who was on acid. Don't you know?
Yeah. I have notes that say juggalos are fit for society. Okay. They just cut loose this 1 week the year. Mm-hmm. Okay. And some people are college graduates and some people are managers. So, and I don't think anyone lies, because your neurosurgeon surely could not have embellished.
No. I mean, when you're on acid, as we all know, reality is at its utmost peak. So, you know, one of them might have misinterpreted what was said. So could it be that this person actually is a dealer of hallucinogens and he considers that being a neurosurgeon doctor type thing because you're messing with the brain? I don't know.
I guess we're going to have to go and find out.
We totally are. But we'll just be like Hunter S. Thompson when he infiltrated Hell's Angels. It's exactly the same.
Could you imagine rolling up and I'm going to be like, look, I've got the sun spray, or I've got sunscreen. I've got bug spray for you. I've got a fanny pack full of Band-Aids.
Earplugs.
Lots of water.
Can we wear Crocs? I don't even own Crocs and I hate them, but I would buy them just for this.
Look, if somebody pukes on my shoes, I need to be able to rinse that shit off, because that might be a trip ender.
Yeah, agreed. I can find the most elementary school teacher type outfit I can find. That's what we're wearing.
Like a poncho? I'm thinking more like what the longshore fishermen wear, like those like very sturdy overalls that are, you know, repellent.
Yeah, so. With some willies. That's probably best. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of postulating about how the juggalo lifestyle made people the way they are today. Who knows what they could have turned out like if they hadn't found this first.
It could have turned out to be neurosurgeons.
An insane backdrop. Let me just say that.
Yeah. One person was like, juggalos are carefree and free-spirited and they just don't give a fuck. And I'm like, you've just said the same thing 3 times. I'm not sure what more you could say about that, ma'am. It's just the same exact thing. One cat was talking about how he got fucked up on a carnival ride and he didn't remember anything from the night before. He was the one that said that being a juggalo made him who he was. And I'm like, is that mm-hmm. a claim to fame? Is that supposed to encourage people to join this lifestyle?
Right. That messaging doesn't really do what he thinks it's doing there.
No. Also, he says fuck more than I do, which was impressive. Like every other word was sprinkled in. Yes. Right. And then he said he loves to cook, so he wants to find a skinny ass little bitch so he can make her fat and then they could lose weight together and bond over it. I thought, oh, sir, you need therapy. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to talk about Maniac.
Okay.
Which was the only person that was introduced
mm-hmm.
in this whole documentary. She's high on life. She seems like she's high on something else. Mm-hmm. There is Dr. Evil level maniacal laughter on everything, every word that she says. And I'm like, she's terrifying.
Yes. Yeah, she was. I love that. She's like, yeah, everyone thinks I'm on drugs because I'm happy. I'm so happy. And I'm like, someone spiked your drink, girl. If you don't think I'm
but punctuated like the whole time. It's terrifying. Also, she's saying some deep words, but it's mixed in with all this unintelligible garble, and it's fascinating. Like, mm-hmm. what a treat she is.
Yeah. And I'll say, so this documentary is literally just on the street interviews, right? There's no narrative. There's no direction. It's just like, hey guys, what's up? And they all talk about it. You see people, one cat was talking about how he is like waiting for a kidney transplant. He's there, fucked up. And he's waiting for a kidney transplant. He's like, I've been waiting 10 years. And I'm like, do you think maybe this is why they won't keep you on the transplant list? Because you are not treating your organs well enough for them to give you a new one?
He's going to live. He's going to live his life.
Yeah. I felt bad. I don't want anyone to be sick like that. But when you're sitting there telling me you need a kidney as you're drinking and doing drugs, and I'm like, well, maybe that's why. Right? Just a thought.
And he talks about being on dialysis, and I was like, oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's also a young lady there that's 6 months pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and I was very concerned watching this part, but she doesn't seem to be doing anything inadvisable. But the best part of that, she's talking about bringing the next generation into the Juggalo lifestyle, because this place is family friendly.
It is family friendly, just like Vegas. There were people that drove like 2 days or something to get there with their kids. And this one couple had kids that were like, what, 8 and 10 or 8 and 11 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And I'm like, their faces were painted. So that's cool. Kids like that, regardless of what it looks like. But they're like, the parents are like, they're so excited. They've been so excited to come. And I'm like, their faces do not say they're excited. Their faces say they are bored as fuck and they just want to play video games.
Well, anybody that's taken their kid anywhere at that age, like, they have a good couple hours, and then you have to go, like, remove them from all that stimulation.
Yeah.
Not real sure that was happening.
No. No. It's just, it's a lot. One guy said, when he's obviously high on something or other, and he's like, I love all of you guys. We have alcohol, and we have explosives. Let me show you how great we are. And then he proceeded to set off. They weren't fireworks. They looked like small explosives. And I thought, ooh, that's maybe not the best idea.
Well, this is like everything that my parents warned me about, right? So it's like copious drug use. It's some, I don't know, fraction of promiscuity, which is whatever. Nobody's drinking any water. There are shower facilities there,
mm-hmm.
but that seems very scary. It's just really funny to watch. And everybody seems happy. Like, nobody seemed grumpy per mm-hmm. se. And there are some women with beautiful hairdos, and they've got like amazing makeup mm-hmm. on and all that kind of stuff. But I still don't know if I could get past the smell of an August heat for 5 days. Like, you can't get that out of your clothes. You just have to throw everything away after that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here as an elderly, if you will, saying, oh, that's horrible, you kids. But I did a lot of stupid shit as a kid. Like, I went to Lollapalooza all day long and did so many drugs that I was essentially numb, like numb, mm-hmm. but there were no explosives. There were, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of promiscuity, which I don't mind one way or the other. Please be careful. Make sure everyone's consenting, exactly. Right?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like that's always the case here.
That's what I was worried about too, with the mixing in of the substances, like, removes the ability to say yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just seems like one cat was doing whippets for days straight. And I'm like, your brain is going to be gone. Like, whippets are, I don't know why some things scare me more than other things.
Do you want to explain what whippets are?
Whippets are nitrous. So they're like, think of the like canisters they use for, I I want to say like maybe paintball guns or something. I don't really know what they're used for, but what they'll do is they'll put them in balloons and then huff it. And it essentially gives you like, maybe a 20-second, like you just feel out of it for maybe a half a minute. It's very short. And so you're continuously doing it, and it's really, really bad for you. And of course I've done it.
Yeah.
But I didn't do many. I think it was about one or two. And I'm like, this is a bit much for me. And I just, he said he would, had been doing hundreds of them. That just makes me sad for his brain.
I agree. Like, I think I appreciate the fact that these people are coming together and they're like, we accept everyone. Mm-hmm. That was the cool part of this documentary. Like, it didn't matter your race, your age. There were lots of people of varying demographics. They didn't care about any of that. Everybody seemed to be having a good time. Mm-hmm. But again, the level of imbibing was shocking. So,
yeah, and for days. Like, it's not just one day of tomfoolery. It's a week of tomfoolery, and that can be scary. And when you're young and you are invincible, it's hard to believe that I felt that way at one point in time, but I did all the stupid stuff to you, but not for days and days. That just is, that's a lot. Like you said, the smell was probably so fucking bad. Ew.
Yeah.
So much vomit. Yeah. Ugh. Sweat.
Ugh. I know. And I agree with you. I'm looking at this from my perspective as a 40-year-old lady. I'm like, why is there electricity? How am I going to charge myself around? I don't know. So,
yeah.
But let's say you got a wild hair and you wanted to attend. Where might one find the gathering of the Juggalos?
Well, Erin, I'm glad you asked. The gathering of the Juggalos in our year of the Lord 2024 is going to happen August 14th through the 17th, I believe. This is the 24th annual gathering also. So it started in 2000. Look at that fast math. August 14th at 8 a.m. until August 18th at noon. And then you don't have to stay here, but you got to go. And it is in Ohio. Where is it? Oh, Legend Valley, which is in Thornville, Ohio. And there is a website called, it's pretty original. It's called Gathering of the Juggalos. So easy to find. And you can buy tickets there. And the tickets for general admission, I'm assuming this is all days. It's like an all week pass or whatever. It's $245. They also have car passes, which are $125. They have campsites for two different sizes. One is $275. One is $575. There's a VIP experience, which I'm assuming is on top of everything else, not by itself, which is $150.
Mm-hmm.
They also have dead rock star seances, Erin. So if you want to meet and talk to Jimi Hendrix,
holy fuck,
$350.
Nobody said anything about that in this documentary.
No, I know. There are two offerings, one Wednesday and one Thursday night. It's only $350. Who do you want to talk to?
We both have Wild Stallion shirts, so I think we could go.
I think we'll blend. I
think we will too.
No one would call us out. I can do my hair in Coolio style. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I would immediately be like, honey, I think you've had enough. Let's just sit down here in the shade. Just totally go into mom mode. I can't decide if that'd be welcome or not. So
probably for the first 5 minutes, and then they'd be like, you ruined my life, and run away, just like all kids do. So
probably. But I watched this documentary for the 20 or so minutes that it was with my mouth open the whole time. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an eye opener.
I watched it. I was at home, but I watched it while I was like on lunch from work, even though I'm at home. I was working. And so I felt a little dirty having this on while my work computer was still on. And I'm like, I don't know that this is appropriate. I mean, I'm trying to stay classy over here.
Right. Clutching those pearls.
So many pearl clutches. One question I had that I forgot to look up was, this is called American Juggalo, and one cat refers to himself as an American Juggalo. And I'm curious if there are Juggalo gatherings in other countries, if it's just an American thing.
I just don't have any idea. Will the masses let us know? Please write in if you have specific Juggalo knowledge. Also, I don't think we mentioned that the ladies are Juggalettes.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They have to be distinguished from the Juggalo, the Juggalettes.
Right, right. Such a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One guy talked about how he had met this chick and they were just clicking, but she had a boyfriend, but it's okay that they hung out for a while and they were clicking, and I don't know how much hanging out they did. They use that term a little bit lightly, but I think it might have been a little bit more than hanging out. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the boyfriend came and took her away, and all's cool. They got each other's numbers. They'll keep in touch. And I'm like, okay. It was just said like he met a soulmate, but she has a boyfriend and she'll come back to me eventually. You know, we'll get back around to it. It was just so bizarre. So bizarre.
A connection like that surely will last the test of time.
Better.
Brilliant.
Well, until we watch American Juggalo 2 and find out how all these cats have come along, because I'm assuming there will be updates. There better be updates.
Mm-hmm.
But for this episode, do you have any honorary errands?
There was a young lady that her boyfriend had... Nobody has names. I think we discussed that. Her boyfriend wrote on her midriff, titties for a dollar or something. So she was wearing like a little triangle bikini top. And for a dollar, or if you waited 30 seconds, she would flash you. And that is my girl, because it sounds entrepreneurial. But she was just so excited to whip that out that, you know, she's probably shot herself in the foot for her money getting... But she was memorable.
Yeah.
I think that's the Marin energy.
Agreed.
Like the memorable part, not the boobs out part. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Back in the day when I had good titties, I might have done that, but I never did. So.
Yeah.
I agree that she has some Marin energy. That aside, I thought this was a strictly no honorary Aaron zone for the most part. maybe had I watched it when I was in my early 20s, I might have had more in common with the youths.
Right.
I think even then, and I thought I lived a fairly wild lifestyle back in the day, but even young Aaron, I think would have been like, oh, that's too much for me. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen them include any paramedic, any law enforcement, any kind of food vendor, any of that. I would have liked to have seen one person who would have been like sober the whole time and been like, okay, if you get a chance to come here and work this thing, please do it. It is right. Just complete bedlam. But if not, that would have been great.
Okay. So that's our notes to the director for American Juggalo 3. Please include people who are there in the service industry.
I need a Squares viewpoint.
Yes.
That's all I need. Yeah.
I'm dying to know if the director is a Juggalo or just like had met one on the street and thought, I've got to get behind this. See what it's about. Let us know, Sean.
That's right. Big fan of your work.
Can't wait to watch the sequel. I am concerned about all these people though. So it's interesting. I say, take a look and see what maybe you're missing. I'm not sure. Maybe you'll want to go to the gathering this year. So mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to go to the gathering and play Magic the Gathering. Ooh. That would be fun.
Absolutely. And if so, please document it so we can see it.
That's true. Yes. Okay.
That was a lovely short episode. So what are we going to do next week?
I think the Magic the Gathering comment was a great segue, so I'm going to pat myself on the back for that.
Well done.
We will be doing Monster Camp, which is a 2007 release, running an hour and 21 minutes, and you can find it on Tubi. Aaron checked for us, so you're in good hands there. And this is a documentary specifically about LARPing, which is live action role play. So, yeah.
I can't. wait to watch grown-ass adults pretend to be otherworldly creatures. I live for this, honestly. It's the best.
Yeah, I'm all about this.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So come along while we do more weird stuff. And listen, I think it just makes me feel less weird when other people are more weird than I am. And I'm like, okay, look, we're all together in this. It's fine. It's fine.
And so proud about it. That's the thing that I'm like, you know what? You are inspiring. If you're out letting your freak flag fly and not concerned with other people's judgments.
Yes.
Love that.
Absolutely. I aim to be that carefree.
Me too.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you everyone. And we'll talk to you next week.
Woo.
Woo. Bye.
Laters.